again and again. Take me, Spanish caravan. Yes, I know you can.
Welcome to the Grunt Free Press Podcast. This is episode 115. We are still here. So enjoy it while it lasts. Tell your friends, tell your family, your co-workers, unless they violate the codified Grunt Free Press terms of service, of course. There's really just one rule, really, but it's a powerful one. So it's binding, you know. It's legally binding, I believe. No faggots. And to clarify that, even though I shouldn't need to at this point, I think I've talked about this before. You know, when I say no faggots, it's nothing to do with gay people. I mean, you can be as fucking gay as you want. Just pretty simple. Just don't be a fucking fag. And yeah, that rules. Yeah, it's you know, again, it's legal, it's binding, it's, you know, I've hired lawyers, they're like, yep, that's, you know, pretty straightforward, it'll hold up in court. So, I'm absolute deicide, and I might be a faggot, but I run this shit, so, you know, I kind of get a double standard going on here, so you can get fucked. Grunt-freepress.com is the website. And you may have noticed some changes going on there. It's going through changes, as they say. The times, the times they are a-changing. I had to switch the streaming service on there that I was using for, you know, it's fucking the front page there, the video service that I use, streaming service, I guess, which was, you know, I had been using Hitbox for years, really, at this point, I guess. Which I talked about when that became Smashcast and it fucking merged with some other company or some bullshit, but it was still Hitbox, I guess. It was the same fucking thing. yeah, I mean, and the reason I used Hitbox instead of like whatever Twitch, you know, is because again, Twitch is for fags. So that went against the our golden rule there. And yeah, when I first tried setting my shit up, again back when I'm fucking like first was making the site and shit. I had a bunch of problems with Twitch. I was like, fucking whatever, you know, everybody uses Twitch, like, whatever, I'll fucking try doing that, and, yeah, I mean, the stream was cutting in and out there when I was using that. It was being fucking, like, all choppy and shitty and shit, and, of course, you know, I'm doing the fucking research, and, like, why is my stream all shitty, and fucking all these other people's streams I can watch is fine. Yeah, I'm just fucking, like, looking. There's all this shit about fucking, like, I don't know, Twitch will fucking throttle your bandwidth for anybody who's not, you know, if you're not, like, partnered with them, you're fucking, like, lower tiered. Like, they won't give you as much fucking bandwidth to use, and, or if they have, like, a big fucking promoted event going on, you know, fucking, like, big popular, like, whatever the fuck people watch. I don't, to fucking be transparent here, I don't fucking watch people, but very rarely do I watch fucking people play games on, like, Twitch and shit. I mean, I'll fucking I don't watch people, like, live. Like, I watch fucking whatever, YouTube videos or some shit. Usually it's fucking something stupid. Or I'll watch, like, fucking Mike Mattei on, like, Cinemasker or whatever playing. Just because it's fucking, like, he seems to be, like, up and shit when I'm, like, you know, he's up early in the morning as I'm getting out of work. And, like, fucking, like, he'll be playing something stupid. Like, Superman 64 or something. I'm fucking, like, I'll hop in there for, like, 20 minutes or something. But I'm not a big fucking, like, Twitch viewer, you know, or whatever. Fucking watch people play fucking games live type of deal. So don't know where I was going with that, but I was having fucking trouble with Twitch, and it just seemed like, you know, if they weren't having fucking, you know, if they were having, like, a big, like, whatever, you know, Dota event or some shit, or whatever, fucking, what else is popular these days, with the kids, I don't know, fucking Minecraft, you know, whatever, if, you know, it was something like esports event, you know, if it was like an Overwatch tournament or something like that, something like, you know, it would be huge on the front page there, and would have, you know, 100,000 people watching or some shit, and they knew it was going to be a big event, they'd start, like, fucking, they'd lower the quality on everybody else's stream and shit, and fucking, like, oh, you know, all of our bandwidth is gonna fucking go over here to make sure this runs fucking smoothly with our fucking, like, partners and blah, 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 and all that shit, and then, like, everybody else would be having fucking problems the entire time. The smaller channels, then around then too, when I was a couple years ago, like, making the site and shit, there's all this shit about fucking, like, oh, they're changing their policies and, you know, they're cracking down on what they're allowing fucking people to wear and fucking, oh, you know, they're not going to let fucking girls show fucking too much cleavage, and they're banning fucking certain games if they're too violent or too fucking sexual or whatever the fuck. You know, I remember, like, Hatred, like, right at that time too, when I was fucking making the shit, and yeah, again, it's just, I don't want any fucking part of that either, so, yeah, it's quite a few of the games I play is fucking just pretty questionable, I think, for fucking, mass consumption, like, whatever, you know, it's just fucking, like, this just seems fucking, like, gay, and it seemed like it was getting gayer, you know what I mean, it's fucking, I don't want any fucking part of that, so, yeah, I mean, I used them for, like, a little, again, when I first started fucking, like, streaming or whatever, I used them for a little bit, and fucking just, like, you know, it's like, I kind of get it working, you know, I had some people on Twitch or whatever following and watching, and, but honestly, like, with that shit, like, most of them just, it's just, like, fucking just, pretty sure most of these are, like, fucking, like, real young kids or fucking a lot of, like, spam and shit, or you get just, you know, other streamers popping in and fucking, you know, asking you, hey, you know, if I follow you, will you follow me, follow my channel type of deal, and, like, fucking, I don't ever, like, whatever, dude, like, you know, crap like that, just, you know, and then, again, just, like, bullshit, like, you know, so you'd fucking, like, pop in and just, I'd have to, like, ban, like, I don't like fucking, like, ban, I'd rather not ban anybody, you know what I mean, for my fucking channel, but it's just, like, dude, it's just, like, I try to, like, be as, like, forgiving as possible, you know what I mean, it's fucking, like, people, like, fucking around, like, I don't give a shit, but, is that people just, like, pop in, it's the first thing they say is, like, you know, LOL, you suck, oh, what, or fucking, you know, why aren't you doing this and that, and fucking this, and, oh, where's your mic, oh, use a mic, or I'm gonna fucking, like, whatever, I'll leave, I'll unfollow, and fucking, oh, you need a camera, and blah, 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 I'll make some jokes, like, make jokes and shit, and just, like, dude, cool, when you just go to the million other fucking channels doing that shit, and fucking, you know, do that fucking gay shit with them, fuckhead. No faggots here, remember. Yeah, I was just like, dude, I'm just, like I said, when I stream, if you haven't noticed yet, it's just like, dude, I'm just fucking playing games as I normally would by myself, and yeah, I'm not fucking great at them, you know what I mean? I was fucking, like, whatever, I'm just all over the place with games. I don't fucking stick with one long enough to get good, yeah, it's just like, dude, if you want to fucking watch me, if you want to watch me play, and then fucking play, if you want to make some fucking, like, non-gay fucking, like, jokes and comments and shit, like, go ahead, and again, I'm just fucking, like, I'll look over, and I'm just fucking every now and then look at the chat, and I'll respond when I can. that's how I deal with shit, you know what I mean? Otherwise, again, if you're looking for something else, there's a million other channels doing this, what you want to do, you know what I mean? So, yeah, otherwise get fucked, pretty much, so, yeah, I mean, I just really, again, I really fucking give a shit about fucking, the usual, again, what people expect from fucking, like, streamers. Like, I'm not a fucking, like, streamer, fucking screamer, like, making, again, not fucking being, like, camera on me, being fucking goofy and trying to make a fucking living out of it, you know what I mean? It's like, just, I just need a fucking embedded streaming fucking thing, embedded streaming fucking servers to fucking, just to put up on my site, pretty much. I mean, that's all. I mean, just to fucking be like, hey, here's fucking shit, you know? It's not just fucking, like, articles and fucking whatever, reviews, and just here's, like, here's fucking somebody playing a game live, like, whatever, something new, and yeah, plus to recap the whole fiasco I had with fucking, like, Comcast for, yeah, for any new listeners here. So, yeah, my internet was being a complete fucking piece of shit, yeah, 2 years ago or so, and fucking, you know, Comcast is being a complete piece of shit, Twitch is being a complete piece of shit, and it's just like, you know, by process of elimination, I had to fucking, it's like, yeah, whatever, dude, is there any other way to fucking do what I want to do, you know, fucking try different sources or services here to find out, you know, who should I be pissed at here, who should I be yelling at for my shit being all choppy and, like, whatever. And that'll come into play in a little bit too. Just keep that in mind. So yeah, I mean, fuck yeah, Hitbox/Smashcast. I mean, that just seems to just work better. And you know, because they're not nearly as big as, like, Twitch. I mean, they seem to give less of a fuck about what you did. I emailed them a few times, like, asking, like, you know, is it okay if I, like, play some music in the background or whatever, you know, I'm playing, like, Forza or some shit with, like, a custom soundtrack or anything like that, you know, or, you know, is it okay to fucking stream this game that's fucking, like, whatever, it's, again, controversial or whatever, fucking uncensored version of this or that, and it's fucking, I know it's been fucking banned from Twitch, like, is it okay to fucking, like, stream this game? And, you know, the answer they usually gave me was fucking just pretty much, you know, don't worry about it. Like, you know, just go for it. And if we have fucking problems later, like, whatever. I mean, just we'll fucking deal with it then. But I just fucking, you know, they're not gonna, yeah, we're not gonna stop you. Like, do whatever the fuck you want, pretty much. So, yeah, I mean, that's my philosophy as well. Just, you know, just fuck it. You know what I mean? Just, so, yeah, so it's like, yeah, it seems like a pretty good match for Grunt Free Press, you know, I thought. And, yeah, I mean, I had very few issues with fucking Hitbox, besides the fucking gnarly long-ass ads that they'd fucking make you sit through, you know, until, you know, before you fucking watch the shit. It's like, oh, he has, like, three ads or whatever. He has fucking a minute and a half fucking long ad before you start watching. That shit is pretty gay. Yeah, then about a week ago or so, I noticed my stream was cutting out and shit and, like, fucking, like, stuttering and fucking getting disconnected, and yeah, you know, it was pretty fucked up for a while, just on and off, just like, dude, alright, it's working for a little bit, and then fucking, like, alright, and fucking, like, I'd check, and, like, I was saying, I'm not fucking dropping any frames on my end, so, I mean, I don't know, it's supposed to be something with, you know, watching on, like, my older computer, just fucking, like, ah, maybe something fucked up with that, like, I don't know, that's getting fucking, like, really old and shitty, or, like, what, no, I can't fucking, you know, watch a fucking, like, streaming video or whatever, but I'm just like, I don't know, it's fucking, something's not right. So yeah, then yeah, my internet connection all around was being, like, you know, being fucking spotty again, almost like it was before, and fucking, like, disconnecting completely every now and then. That's pretty much back to square one, you know, a couple weeks ago. I just fucking, you know, I was just thinking, like, you know, fucking great, you know, here we go again with Comcast and all this fucking bullshit. So, again, I've been using fucking Hitbox forever, so I'm just like, dude, it's gotta be my fucking cable. I don't know why they're being a fucking cunt again, but if we had to figure this shit out, so yeah, I called fucking Comcast one day, and, yeah, they gave me a message, like a pre-recorded message saying there are outages in my fucking area, like, right now. So it's like, alright, whatever, man, that's fucking, that happens, the fucking line's down or some shit, like, that's why it's getting disconnected and shit, so I left it and whatever, and then fucking, like, I didn't think about it, and then fucking try it, like, a couple days later. Yeah, and it happened again, same shit, and fucking call them up and get the same message. It's like, all right, dude, what the fuck, dude, you know? If it was me, like, if it was a fucking, like, connection fucking on the street or a fucking line, and fucking they said like a couple of days ago they fixed it, like just magically, like another one just got fucked up, like, so I call them, and, yeah, I was fucking like, God, give me advice, I want to know what the hell's going on, so, yeah, I call it fucking Comcast, and just like, dude, what the fuck's going on, you know, and I'm not gonna have fucking, yeah, I think the message was like fucking, you know, the message is like, oh, I call it like noon, and they're like, oh, you know, the server should be back on by like 8 p.m. or some shit. I'm like, dude, what the fuck, dude? So, yeah, I was like, dude, I want to, you know, talk to somebody. He's like, dude, you guys serious? Like, fucking like 8 hours, this shit's going to be fucking out. I'm not breaking any new ground here. Exactly saying fucking Comcast customer service is a fucking nightmare to deal with. But, yeah, it is. I mean, you know, I get some fucking, like, Indian or fucking, like, Spanish girl or some shit. I'm not sure what, but I just know, like, every fucking other sentence I have to be like, huh? What? Wait, what'd you say? You know, fucking, what was that? So, for those of you listening to the podcast right now, I know how you feel. It's like, what the fuck are you talking about? What? Huh? What? I don't understand you. But picture that only in that heavy Spanish or some kind of Indian fucking, you know, Indian fucking Pakistani accent. So, yeah, I sympathize with your frustration. Yeah, you know, I get the usual fucking run around talking to her. It's like, oh, unplug the modem, plug it back in. You know, can you fucking try loading a web page? Like, oh, what is this technical wizardry? You know, what are these fucking, you know, what is this magic here? Like, fucking, you know, what fucking, what kind of school did this person go to? You know, it must be a fucking genius here. But, yeah, so yeah, I'm just, you know, I'm getting fucking, like, pissed at her. You know, I'm just fucking explaining the fucking, the bullshit I've already had to go through these fucking cunts to get the fucking internet that I fucking pay, you know, I'll pay the fucking highest tier they have to, again, just double down on fucking, like, dude, if something's going wrong, like, you know what I mean? It's fucking, I want to have, like, way, service fucking way above, like, whatever the fuck, like, you know, it shouldn't be a problem. And, you know, I bought the fucking, bought my own fucking, the best fucking modem and fucking router I could possibly fucking buy, you know, just fucking, but bought the best fucking Ethernet cables and shit and coax cables I could get and fucking all that shit. And just like, dude, I personally ran all that shit, like, from the fucking street through my attic and fucking all around my house and shit, because the five different fucking Comcast installers that came out to my house were fucking faggots and, oh, my, you know, my leg hurts, so I can't get up there, and, oh, the crawl space is too small, can you fucking, like, crawl through it? It's like, dude, yeah, cool, I'll just fucking do everything. Like, what the fuck are you guys here? It's pretty much what happened. And, yeah, anyway, fucking eventually I fucking, you know, I at least had a fucking connection and shit, and, like, all right, I'm running fucking, you know, running the old fucking, like, speedtest.net and all that shit, and it's like, dude, it fucking, like, seems fucking, like, fine, you know what I mean? Like, fucking, you get, like, a little graph or whatever of your speed and fucking little bar graph or whatever. Yeah, because when it was fucked up before, we could see it. If you ran a test, you could see it. Just, it'd be fucking, like, spiking all over the place, cutting out, fucking stay low and flat for a little bit, then it'd spike up for, like, a couple seconds, and then it'd go back down, and it'd just be all over the place, you know, when it was originally fucked up. And, yeah, I know, I'm running those same ones multiple times, and it seems, like, really consistent, just by staying up, like, it's fine, like, it seems like it's solid, and, as a matter of fact, it actually seemed like, dude, this fucking seems like crazy fast now, like a lot faster than it was before. I was getting like fucking out like 250 fucking megabytes, you know, megabytes a fucking second down, which is fucking like nuts. Again, that's like, dude, that's like fucking like way up there than what I, you know, before was like 100 and something. Now it almost seems like it's fucking like double. This is like crazy fast, and like 10 or 11 upload, which is, it's okay, you know what I mean? It's okay, I guess, you know, I just fucking should be fine for what I'm doing, you know. I'm only fucking doing like whatever 3500 or some shit, 3500 kilobytes, whatever, fucking like upload for the stream and shit. I'm like, it's fucking like more than enough. It should be like double what the fuck I need. And again, everything seems pretty consistent. I'm like, dude, this all seems okay, you know. So So then I go to stream a game and fucking on, you know, on fucking like Smashcast or whatever. And yeah, even though, you know, saying my internet's fucking like fine, it's like, dude, this is still fucking like choppy and shitty and fucking like cutting out. So what the fuck, you know? So I'm like, all right, let me try watching fucking other people's streams on here again. Cause usually what happened before was fucking like, why does everybody else's stream seem like perfect and mine is fucked up? So I'm just like, I'll watch a couple other people's streams on fucking Smashcast, again, which I usually don't do. I mean, who does that? Who watches fucking people streaming? I don't understand it. I do understand it, but I just don't have the fucking time. I'd rather be playing games. So yeah, I'm watching other people's streams, and fucking like their streams are all fucking like shitty too. Like doing the same thing mine was. So it's fucking, you know, cutting in and out and fucking like, you know, just freezing and then fucking, you know, catching up for like a couple seconds, then like freezing again. I'm just like, dude, what the fuck is going on here? You know? I was watching somebody play Elite Dangerous, and you know, he starts like talking to me because, you know, I'm like fucking one of like two people in the fucking chat room. Like, oh, what's up? How's it going? Absolute, blah blah blah. And I'm telling him like fucking like, dude, your fucking stream's looking kind of choppy there. You know what I mean? For me, and fucking, you know, my stream's doing the same shit. And he's telling me, he's like, oh, you know, he's just fucking like, oh, there's been issues with fucking Smashcast fucking servers for the past like week or so, a couple weeks, and just like, you know, they fucking know it's fucked up. This has been fucked up for like a week, and everybody else is fucking, I don't know, where people gather to talk about shit. I don't know. But I mean, it's fucking, it's like, oh, it's a pretty known issue and blah, blah, blah. It sucks. And, so I'm just like, huh, maybe, you know, maybe it is just fucking Smashcast is really fucked up, and maybe it's fucking flipped out on the Comcast lady for no reason. But, oh well, you know, it made me fucking feel better anyway. I mean, there was definitely shit going on with my Comcast connection because, you know, I was just dropping like completely, you know what I mean? Because I couldn't get fucking online at all. So yeah, I think maybe that was just like a shitty coincidence. You know what I mean? It's like they were having fucking like, they were legit having like outages in my fucking, in the area here. And I was getting fucking dropped, you know, the fucking cable was just dropping out or whatever. The internet was just fucking dropping out. And at the same time, fucking, you know, Smashcast was having fucking server problems and shit. So, yeah, I hope that's what happened anyway. Or maybe it's the Russians testing their EMP weapons on our grid. Or maybe it's the fucking government tapping everybody's lines and fucking rerouting, you know, all the internet into their databases in fucking New Mexico. But, you know, either way, you know, it's just like, dude, I had to fucking find a way to stream my shit again. Just, I'm just like, dude, I'm like back to square one. I'm just like, dude, I just need something on my fucking front page here. So I'm like fucking like, all right, what else did I find out? What else did I try before? Is there anything fucking new? And, yeah, so if you've been to the site, you can tell I switched to Mixer, which is Microsoft's fucking service, which used to be called Beam. I mean, I don't know what's up with these places, you know, these fucking, like, second-tier fucking game streaming services fucking changing their names. You know, it seems kind of fucking counterproductive of fucking, like, oh, we want to go up against Twitch. Okay, what's your name? Oh, Hitbox. Oh, it's Smashcast now. Beam, it's Mixer. So, yeah, anyway, from now on, fucking Grunt Free Press is going to be called the No Faggots Allowed Interactive Entertainment Hub. Just because, why not? You know what I mean? So it'll catch on. So yeah, I mean, I had fucking tried Beam or Mixer, you know, fucking before. And, you know, just had some problems with it and fucking, I mean, it's just fucking, you know, pretty bad quality, and it was a pain in the ass to fucking, like, set it up for whatever reason, and, you know, just all that fun stuff. Again, I was going through fucking, like, OBS. It's fucking, like, oh, I know you can use it on the fucking Xbox or whatever, and just fucking, it doesn't automatically and whatever. Oh, you can use it on your fucking PC, but it's gotta be, like, whatever the fuck. Full screen games and blah, 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 like, whatever. Now I'm using fucking like OBS and fucking like, I think at that time there was not even like a fucking like drop down menu for fucking Beam or Mixer or whatever. But yeah, I figured it out eventually and just, you know, just fucking, I heard from a few people fucking like, oh no, Mixer's pretty cool and fucking, mix things about it. mixed things about Mixer, but mostly that fucking, you know, it's improved now and fucking, but again, not a lot of people use it. They're saying like, well, I don't know why you just want to use Twitch and blah, blah, blah. I don't really care. Again, as long as it fucking works, you know, it's again, for what I want. I almost don't want too many people fucking, watching or whatever. Again, just because of the no faggots rule. But, yeah, so I do it again, and, you know, this time it's actually fucking, really fucking simple to set the shit up. I mean, yeah, it's fucking, they added a fucking drop-down menu for fucking OBS, just fucking click it and whatever, put in the fucking stream key or whatever the fuck they call it, and, you know, fucking bingo bango, fucking sugar in the gas tank, you know? Yeah, no, it fucking looks fine, and so it was easy to fucking embed on the site, you know what I mean? Just fucking, it's a little thing, sharing button you click, and then fucking paste it pretty much, do a little technical fucking wizardry to fucking center it and get it the right fucking height and width and shit, but, yeah, I mean, I'm on pretty much fucking, you know, I'm on Mixer now, I'm a fucking Mixer user, yeah, that just shows you how fucking loyal I am to fucking companies, pretty much. It's like, you know, the service I used for years has fucking problems for like a week or two, and there's some kind of viable alternative I can just fucking switch to. All right, see ya, you know, see you later. Just fucking, maybe I'll switch back again if fucking Mixer starts fucking up or whatever. But, you know, it's not like it was a fucking smash cast star or whatever the fuck, anything like that. It's just like, yeah, whatever, you know what I mean? And yeah, one of those deals is, you know, is fucking, is when I was just like fucking like, all right, I have nobody fucking following me here, as opposed to whatever, you know, I had like 50 people, whatever the fuck, on like Smashcast, but nobody would actually like fucking like get into streams and interact or anything like that. It's not like there's fucking 50 people watching every time. It's like, no, maybe like one or two, and nobody's really saying shit. So, as you know, as soon as I fucking started on Mixer, I was like, all right, fucking, again, set it up, fucking just type in, like, test in the chat to fucking see if it works and shit, and then, like, 10 minutes later, there's fucking a couple of people in there chatting, and which I wasn't used to, you know, it's usually just fucking dead silence over there, and yeah, granted, I was playing fucking Marvel versus Capcom Infinite, which is, you know, the first fucking modern game I've played in months, I think, but, which, you know, that attracts people for sure to fucking watch you stream shit. And, you know, and they also do this thing too. You do it on fucking most services or whatever. Whatever you're using, any kind of like social connection type thing, they usually fucking just do this shit where it's like, you know, if you're fucking like new to whatever it is, they'll fucking, you know, bump you up on like the main page and shit to try to get you viewers, and fucking like, oh, you know, upcoming fucking streamers and whatever the fuck, like, you know, like the first few streams you'll do, you'll get fucking like random people coming in and fucking like subscribing, because fucking like whatever, again, just fucking like, oh, here's some fucking like advertising to pump you up and, you know, pump up your numbers, and yeah, you know, so you usually get that. I'd expect to fucking, again, it'd be like fucking like, oh, you know, get quite a few of them coming in pretty rapidly for a little bit, and then fucking yeah, then again, like, just usually fucking just after that, fucking it'll plateau and fucking drop off after that, like, quickly, and, you know, people will fucking like unsubscribe once they realize I'm a fucking like asshole or whatever. But no, it's fine. It's pretty, you know, they do that shit with other sites too, like dating sites and shit too, where fucking, you know, they get you to feel like you're gonna get mad fucking puss, and then you realize all the other people that are like responding have been on there for like fucking forever, and they're just fucking like, oh, something new fucking finally popped up in my fucking feed of dicks to fucking like look at. So it's fucking like, oh, I clicked out of curiosity and fucking like, oh, hey, how's it going? And then you'll fucking like never hear from them again as they fucking like kind of fade off in the background. Not that I would know. So I've heard, But yeah, so we're on a Mixer now, and yeah, I actually did some work to the site for once. As you can see, it's fucking just we'll say it does look a little bit more modern, I would say, just with the fucking the Mixer, just because it's fucking it starts streaming like right away. You don't have to fucking like press play for it to fucking stream; it'll just fucking like pop up. And yeah, I mean, this is a couple neat things about it too. I mean, like the whole selling point for Mixer is it's almost fucking like instant from the game streaming to from playing to the stream. Like there's no delay. And that works, you know. I can confirm that it's pretty fucking fast. I mean, it's just like a second or two from what I've been seeing. From me playing to what goes on the stream, which is pretty neat, I guess. It's just like, you know, every now and then, like whatever the fuck, like a little, if I'm, as I'm watching my own stream as I'm playing again, just to fucking like to make sure it's working and shit. Just fucking like, every now and then, it's fucking like, it's hanging up for a little bit or it freezes. And there's a little fucking like settings icon you can click, and then it's like he's turned that on, like on or off, like latency mode, low latency mode they call it. And it's just fucking like if it's, you know, getting caught up or whatever, just fucking like freezing a little bit or fucking being like whatever, you know, it's just the pitch is freezing. You just turn it off to like, you know, turn the low latency mode off, like on your side that you're watching. Mm-hmm. So then it fucking just like, all right, now it's like whatever, 5 seconds or so delay, but it's fucking, it's a little longer buffer for it to fucking like catch up. So it's fucking just like, guys, a couple times I've had the fucking thing freeze up, I just switched over to that and it's fucking, all right, now it's fine. Like it just fucking works fine. But for the most part, very, very little problem. Been pretty fucking smooth. Another fucking more useful one maybe than fucking like, you save 5 seconds on the fucking delay is, they have video on demand, which, you know, will save whatever the fuck you stream. And that might've been an option on fucking Hitbox. I'm not sure. Maybe I just didn't check it off. Like, I'm like, I don't want to do that when I set it off, like whatever. But I have it on fucking on Mixer there, so it's fucking like, you can watch me fucking play shit even when I'm not streaming. It's fucking just a whole fucking like list of everything in the past like 2 weeks or something that I fucking played, and you can just fucking click on it if you're really that bored. I don't know. You can watch my fucking mediocrity whenever your heart desires. You know, from my constant fucking pausing the game to fucking take a piss to, me playing shit for like an hour and then fucking like dropping off and deciding it sucks and fuck, yeah, it's all there to watch in all its glory. The future is now, I guess. And it's infinite. It's, Marvel versus Capcom infinite. So, yeah. I had some pretty low expectations for the new Marvel versus Capcom game, which I think I've talked about a couple times. Just, yeah, just everything I've seen for the fucking, all the previews I saw just looked pretty bad. It looked bad visually, and the art style looked like shit. And I heard people complaining about the roster in the game. All the Marvel side is basically advertising for the Marvel movie, Marvel Studios, whatever, movie universe, and yeah, they left out some of the characters that were fan favorites, you know, of the series. Like fucking a lot of the X-Men fucking aren't there. You know, Wolverine, fucking Magneto, or Doctor Doom, like shit like that. Pretty much, you know, if the rights to the characters belong to like Fox instead of like Marvel Studios, they kind of get the shaft, or you know, fucking for legal reasons or fucking whatever, just because they partnered with fucking Disney or fucking Marvel Studios and fucking like, oh no, you're gonna push our shit or whatever happened, I don't know. And then I had that whole fucking fiasco with CD keys too. I talked about last week where I was like fucking like, oh cool, my key that I bought like fucking like 6 months ago is no longer valid and here's your refund, go buy it like legit. And I ended up paying like double for the game compared to what I thought I was going to pay for it. So it's pretty low expectations. I'm just fucking like, I don't know about this shit, but I was trying to put all that shit aside as best I could. To be honest, like it's like, I'm not a fucking hardcore Marvel versus Capcom fucking fan or anything like that. Like the first one I ever played was fucking the third one, which I really liked it, but No, I'm not one of those people who've been fucking playing since, like, the arcade or fucking, like, Dreamcast or whatever the fuck it was, so... And, you know, plus, you know, my relationship with fighting games in general, and I've been playing them since fucking Street Fighter 2 and fucking Mortal Kombat. I did fucking play those in the arcade, but I'm fucking horrendous at them, so... just keep in mind. I already talked about a fighting game. Just keep in mind, I'm a fucking lifelong hardcore button masher. So yeah, there's a fucking story mode in there, and just another fighting game story mode, and it's fantastic. It's really great, really deep story, nuanced characters, just emotional and heartfelt. You just have complete control over what direction it takes, and just fucking, like, really, really got to me. Really says something about the condition of mankind. I'm kidding, of course. It's fucking complete garbage. Yeah, they tried doing the fucking Injustice fucking template, you know, the Injustice style, and that seems to be the gold standard for a fighting game story modes, which isn't good. I mean, yeah, he's jumping around. Switching out characters every fight or two, and they're trying to trying to get some fucking retarded fucking narrative reason as to why the characters from the fucking Capcom universe and the characters from the Marvel universe are coming together. Like, anybody gives a fuck, you know? It's just like, hey, fan service the game. Oh, it's just because there's some fucking, like, portals and other dimensions and fucking interstellar fucking blah. It's like, dude, who fucking cares? It's just a mess. It's just a fucking mess trying to cram, like, fucking 24 characters and like, you know, whatever, a fucking 6 or 8 hour fucking story mode. And yeah, they try to, like, give them, like, equal screen time, more or less, and fucking set up these scenarios, you know, these conflicts. So they're gonna fucking just go out and fight each other and shit. It's just fucking, yeah, it's just cheesy as fuck. I know fucking, like, the true fighting game fans that fucking love that, you know, they eat that shit up of just fucking, like, oh, wow, whoa, wow, so hype, like, that type of shit. But it's just like, dude, Jesus Christ, it's fucking embarrassing for normies to watch, you know what I mean? If fucking people play other games other than fighting games, fucking, like, this is pretty fucking shitty. Yeah, none of it makes any sense. Just, you know, just some fucking bullshit about fucking Ultra Mega Sigma Ultron fucking Prime attacking the fucking Rainbow Bridge to gain the control of the Power Stones for some reason. Who knows? I don't fucking know. It's just, I've watched my fucking fair share of fucking Marvel movies, and I've read a shitload of the fucking comics, you know, back in the day, and whatever, and just, I've been playing fucking shitload of fucking Capcom's games pretty much my entire life. So it's just like, dude, what is this shit? Like, this is fucking, like, again, it's all, like, fan servicey bullshit. It's just like, kind of for me, but it's just like, dude, this is fucking, like, gay. This is fucking, like, pretty dumb shit. And when you're playing the story mode, that's when the fucking, the art style, I think, like, sticks out. Like, it looks the worst there, just because, you know, you're getting all these fucking, like, close-ups and, you know, close-ups on the characters, and they're trying to fucking emote, you know, fucking, and be taken, like, seriously and shit, and these dramatic scenes, and just, like, yeah, it just really highlights the issue of how shitty the art style is there. It's, you know, it's just not, that's the thing with the fucking, the style of this fight. It's like, man, that art style looks like shit. It's not only that it really looks like shit, it's also just, it's, not cohesive, like, at all. I mean, you have, like, normal-looking people. I mean, it's kind of, like, stylized or whatever, but it's just like, oh, these are human, you know, human characters, like, fucking Ryu and fucking, like, Chun-Li and shit, and then it's fucking, like, you know, they're interacting with fucking more, like, comic booky looking characters, like, the, you know, the Hulk and, like, Spider-Man and all that. And then there's these fucking, like, real, like, simple fucking anime fucking guys, like Mega Man and, like, Sigma and shit. It's like, dude, they all look like they fucking came out of, like, these completely different fucking games, you know what I mean? It's fucking, there's nothing here that's, like, fucking, like, oh, this is, I'm playing this. It's like, nah, it's just, like, a bunch of shit we just threw together. Which is, you know, it's kind of the point, I guess, of, you know, it's fucking mashing up these fucking different universes or whatever. They're supposed to be, like, from different universes, I guess, but you know, just fucking like woof. You're fighting when you're actually like in the game and you're like fighting and shit. It doesn't really bother me too much. It's just because it's so everything's like so fast and like chaotic and shit. You have like fucking special moves and shit, fireballs and fucking like special effect, yeah, whatever. All the shit like going off, all the like constantly. So it's not really, it doesn't really bother me. Then it's fucking, it's like, yeah, whatever. Especially when you're playing, you're not really fucking paying attention to the fucking art style. But yeah, when you're playing that fucking like story mode, just like Jesus Christ, like they don't even like attempt to like bring it together to, you know, they don't even like attempt to make it look cohesive again. It's, you know, like Injustice, you know what I mean? That's fucking that game has like a look to it, you know what it's like. It looks like Injustice, and it's fucking, they try to make everything kind of like all the characters like grounded type of deal, and fucking it looks fucking like gorgeous and And the only thing I can point to, like, Marvel versus Capcom, it's like, oh, there's the Marvel versus Capcom Infinite look. It's basically just fucking, it just looks like it's old. You know, it looks like an old game. It looks like it's fucking, not like a last-gen, like, 360 game or some shit. For the most, again, just, like, from, like, the character models and all that. So, again, once you start, like, fighting, it's fucking, like, oh, it looks pretty cool, and there's a lot of shit going on. But, yeah, it actually reminds me of Killer Instinct in a lot of ways. Which, you know, that game, it's also not the prettiest game at all, you know, that was a fucking budget launch title, free to play, technically, I guess. You could play, like, the one character for free or whatever. It was just fucking like, oh, here's, like, a launch title for the fucking Xbox One, and somewhat excusable that, you know, looks almost like last gen, and then fucking like, oh, here's some fucking, like, you know, next gen or whatever, like current gen, I guess, fucking special effects and shit. But then it's like, oh, you know, then you stop playing and it's like, oh, Killer Instinct is fucking, you know, it's fucking fun as shit. And surprisingly, with Marvel versus Capcom, like, once I get past, like, the story mode, I started playing, like, the arcade mode and, like, playing online. It's fucking, you know what, dude, Marvel versus Capcom is pretty fucking fun, too. Like, it's fucking, it's up there. It's really, really, really fun. I did the fucking story mode and shit and was fucking, like, kind of made my way through. And the thing is, too, is fucking, like, man, the story itself is shit, but it's, like, some of the scenarios they set up are kind of cool. You know, you're fighting multiple guys, you're fighting, like, these fucking, like, boss, you know, different, like, boss characters and shit and different, like, conditions. And, I wish I could play through it again, but not, you know, not watch the fucking story mode, you know what I mean? Like, don't even have to, like, watch them for a second, like, wait for it to load and, like, skip it. Like, I wish it was just fucking, like, those battles in a row would be kind of cool, but no, so I'm probably never gonna play it again. So, yeah, after I finished that, I'm fucking, like, yeah, I was worried. I'm like, all right, well, it's gonna be, like, no fucking arcade mode now. There's gonna be, like, no training modes. Like, they put all their effort into that shitty fucking story mode, so it's gonna be, you know, pretty much how they fucked up Street Fighter V, you know, that fucking piece of shit game is fucking just gonna be like nothing to it now. But yeah, no, it's all there. It's all pretty fleshed out. I mean, there's fucking plenty to do. I mean, the way they set up arcade mode is a little bit weird, just because there's only one difficulty and it's really easy to get through. That's me saying it's fucking really easy to get through, and I fucking like suck, and I fucking just blasted right through it like fucking, you know, blasted right through it once, just, you know, with a couple characters, and just, I was thinking, like, okay, well, I did that, and I can't fucking, like, put the difficulty up or whatever, so now what am I gonna do? I guess I'll just go through it again with, like, you know, a couple other different characters, then, like, again, and then I did it again, and then fucking, as you went through with every fucking character in the game, well, pair of characters, anyway, to unlock their different costume colors and all that. Yeah, I mean, that might sound a little bit, like, grindy and, like, boring and shit. Just going through the same shit over and over again. But at the same time, it's actually pretty good fucking, like, practice again. Just because, like fucking Killer Instinct again. The game's pretty fucking simple to pick up and just play and hit a bunch of buttons and, yeah, you get the fucking basic combos down and the systems and, you know, basically every character you can more or less do, like, a, you know, whatever, fireball forward motion and press a button and something's going to happen. And then, you know, it's just like, There's even like universal combos you can pull off with everybody, like every character. It's something like fuck. It's like left, well, light punch, fucking light kick, heavy kick, fucking crouch and heavy punch, and it launches up in the air. Then you just fucking like do kind of the same thing in the air, and then fucking like whatever, hit fucking like heavy kick, and you smash them like smash them to the fucking ground again. Pretty much like an air juggle, whatever you can do with like every character is like the same thing. Something like that. I probably fucked that up. There's something pretty universal anyway you can do. So you get that, and it's fucking like, oh, you can just fucking like button mash and the same shit. But then like once you really like dig down and into each character, and like, oh no, this guy does have a couple of special moves, unique moves, and fucking like combos and this shit, and you know, you can realize a whole another level to it. I'll fucking never master it, probably, you know what I mean? Again, I'm just fucking, like, hopeless at fucking, like, fighting games. I'm pretty fucking shitty, but, yeah, you can just fucking, like, no, this is really deep. Like, I could spend fucking hours and hours just in the fucking mission modes and the training modes and shit, and fucking, like, again, going through the arcade mode, even though it's easy, just fucking doing it. It's, like, practice of fucking, like, all right, what works, what doesn't, like, that type of thing. Really deep thoughts. So we ended up really having fun with Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite. If you go into the mission mode, they have really good basic training there, and then more of like, yeah, just the universal shit I was talking about. Like, oh, here's all that shit you can fucking learn and just go through, and it's pretty universal for everybody, pretty much. Yeah, and then you can go into character specific or fucking like whatever. And then, you know, there's like 10 missions each on each of them of just fucking like, all right, it's more complicated combos and shit. And, it's one of the best training modes I've seen. It's similar to fucking Street Fighter 4 or like Marvel vs. Capcom 3 or like Dead or Alive. Yeah, like that type of shit. But, those were also very good, and just fucking, you know, I just push every fucking fighting game, it's something like that. I'm just fucking like, all right, here's some shit, here's fucking combos you can do, just practice them, and fucking like, whatever, make sure you get them right, know, you can't pass the mission unless you fucking, like, do the shit right. Which is really good to fucking, like, learn shit. You know, you can spend hours and hours in there trying to perfect all that. You know, it just goes from, like, simple of, you know, here's their simple fucking special moves to, like, fucking, like, super fucking technical, like, frame-specific canceling and fucking hyper moves and other fighting game terms that I don't really understand. But, yeah, you know, I usually fucking, like, pick a character, then I'll go, like, halfway up their mission tree or whatever for each character, then it's fucking like, all right, this is getting to be a little bit too much, and it's going to take me like a fucking hour to like pull this one fucking combo off, and you know, I'll be here for the rest of my fucking life, and then plus never, I'll never fucking remember it when I'm actually like, I'm not going to be able to put this shit to use in like an actual game, like I'm just going to fuck it up. It's so like, you know, again, it's taking me 100 tries to fucking like get it right like once. There's no way I'm going to fucking try to bust this shit out, but yeah, it's there. It's there for people to put, like, again, whatever the fuck fighting game people do, thousands of fucking hours into it or whatever. Yeah, it's just like, yeah, that fucking level of tutorial depth is really fucking really good. They even started, yeah, then I started playing online a little bit. I was just doing, like, if you play through the arcade mode, I just turn on a fight requests, put those on, and then, you know, you'll just be playing the arcade mode, then it's fucking, here comes a new challenger, fucking thing pops up, and you just go in and start fighting somebody online, and then after that, you just, you know, fight, like, one or two of those, you can challenge them to a rematch, do, like, a best of three type thing, and then you just fucking back out, and just continue playing arcade mode until somebody else fucking comes in. Yeah, I actually won a couple games. I mean, just, Then I lost a shit ton to people who knew what the fuck they were doing, but, so, yeah, well, the game seems to be working as intended, pretty much, and fucking casual scrubs like me can go in there and button mash their heart's content, and, oh, it almost looks like I know what I'm doing, and it's fun, yeah, then when I go up against somebody who's fucking, like, skilled, and I'm gonna get fucking, like, murdered, you know what I mean? But thankfully they make the game so fast, so it's not like a fucking, it's not like this long, drawn-out, fucking, like, frustrating fucking beatdown or anything like that. You know, the matches are, like, super quick, your fucking health bar drains, like, fucking, like, nothing, and it's just fucking, like, you know, usually play for, like, whatever, 30 seconds, 30 fucking 40 seconds, maybe, like, a minute, and just fucking, like, oh, well, I lost, like, you know, go try again, I guess. You know, it's pretty fun. Yeah, I'm probably winning, like, I don't know, 10% maybe of the matches I'm playing is I'm fucking, like, shit tier ranked, you know what I mean, like, bottom of the barrel, but it's fucking, like, no, it's pretty spot on for every other fighting game I've tried to play online, but at least it's fun. Yeah, I was just surprised at fucking how much I liked it, you know, just, well, it's probably just going to be like, ah, whatever, you know, so I'll probably play this quite a bit, and, you know, so it'll be my go-to fuck around fighting game for the foreseeable future, because fucking Tekken 7 was trash. So, and they don't, and the fucking PC version of Dead or Alive 5 is garbage, and it's, again, I don't want to just turn on my Xbox just to play Dead or Alive. So yeah, I'd say fucking give Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite a try. I mean, fucking just don't try not to get caught up in how bad it looks, because it plays fucking great. That's my recommendation anyway, for what it's worth. I don't know, does that shock you? I mean, are you shocked by that? System shocked? I think he actually used that same thing for fucking System Shock 1, but yeah, I'm pretty shocked at how unoriginal and lazy I am. I'm also kind of shocked that after the fucking reaction I had to the first game, that I even bothered trying to play fucking System Shock 2. But I did, and it's actually a very, very different game from the first one. I had no idea. I mean, but yeah, this is like how different it was going to be. Yeah, the first one was just kind of like this Doom clone, just a fucking incredibly fucking complicated and convoluted Doom clone. So fucking complicated, it's just nearly unplayable now. the second one though, it's still kind of complicated, but instead of like being like a mess of like, it's like, oh, yeah, it's this fucking like disaster, fucking mess of a HUD, figure that out, and then fucking we're gonna put you in these like unintelligible fucking mazes, like the first one did. Like instead of doing that, it's like, no, we're still gonna keep it like complex, but instead of just like making it like unplayable, we're just gonna give you a bunch of like stats, like fucking hardcore RPG type stats for your character, you know, character stats and fucking, you know, skill, you know, skill trees, skill stats and fucking currency you gotta fucking deal with and like that sort of thing. Just, you know, old school like computer RPG fucking stats type of deal. It's still a first person shooter kind of sorta. It's first person and you have fucking like guns and all that shit you can use, but and just because it's so like stat and fucking like whatever simulations, like semi focused, like, you know, they're trying to make it like, ah, no, it's so many stats, like, you know what I mean, like, oh, we've thought of everything type of deal, fucking like, you know, whatever, you know, just fucking they make it so that your weapons that you're using, your guns and all that, degrade fucking faster than in like Breath of the Wild, you know what I mean. So I'm fucking pretty much just playing the game, running around, smacking shit with a wrench to kill them, just because my gun is fucking jamming every two clips I'm using, and just like, fire, reload, and then fucking like, oh, gun's jammed, then fucking like, oh, go to repair it or unjam it, and like, oh, your repair stat isn't high enough to fucking unjam it, so it's like, oh, well, that's a bit of a problem there, you know, you know what I mean, and it's fucking. To even like attempt to repair shit, you need like a consumable item to even like, you know, drag it on top of the thing you want to, you know, the gun you want to unjam, and fucking like, oh, your stat's not high enough, whatever. And then like, you know, when your guns are getting all shitty, like the amount that you repair, it's like dependent on like another skill, I think. It's like fucking like maintenance or some shit. And, it's almost like fucking like original, like OG, like Fallout, like, you know, this is what I'm most familiar with, like that type of like, oh, here's a bunch of stats and fucking like only, you know, system shock. It's kind of, it just seems like way more like complicated, you know what I mean? It's like, Fallout was pretty much just like, all right, you're gonna fucking just build your character, like whatever, and you're fine, and just fucking like go and just, you know, just try to play to your strengths, type of thing. Even though, you know, with this too, it's just kind of that thing where it's like, I don't really know what's useful or like what you really want to do until you're like a ways into the game where it's, oh shit, you know, I got a bunch of these fucking broken or jammed up guns in my fucking inventory, and I keep running into these locked crates that I can't open. There's probably got shit in it that I need, and I just better do something about that, I guess, and fucking, you know, put up, see what stats I can do to fucking bump that up. Oh, and they do like the block style inventory, whereas, you know, you get like a grid, and, you know, you have so many squares to play around with and fucking like put shit in. So, of course it's like never enough, you know, it's fucking, especially for me, like, you know, I'm a fucking like pack rat in these fucking games. So it's like, again, it's just the fact of like, I don't know what I need. I don't know what's really important. I don't want to be leaving shit and then fucking like running around the entire, I mean, the shit that you, don't use or whatever, like, you can just fucking, like, it's a guy, I don't have room in my inventory, but he's gonna fucking, like, throw this on the ground, it'll stay there, I think, as far as I can tell, like, forever type of deal. But it's fucking, like, you know, you don't want to be, like, in a random corner somewhere and run out of space, and, oh, I'm gonna throw this shit down, and then fucking, like, you know, 10 hours later, like, oh, I need that, like, where was that again, and fucking, like, going through the entire game trying to figure out where the fuck you dropped it to fucking save space type of deal. But yeah, if you, in order to free up, you know, you can get more space, but you have to invest in, the strength stat, which I did immediately. Obviously, fucking like, it's always like, oh, it's going to give you more inventory space, strength, all right, it's going to fucking bump it up, which leads to like, you know, I guess I'm just going to, if I'm going to role play in this role playing game, you know what I mean? I guess I'm just going to be, because of that, I'm just going to be a big, dumb fucking guy running around beating shit with a fucking wrench. Because fuck it, you know, and it works. That works too. And, you know, again, you don't really have to worry about your guns jamming and all that bullshit too. So, So yeah, I mean, yeah, the big fucking big noticeable upgrade immediately from the first game to System Shock 2 is that it's 3D, you know, and thankfully it's 3D that holds up pretty well. So the environment's like nice and clean. It's not like again that fucking System Shock 1 fucking pixel vomit, you know. It's just like, oh, you can tell the difference between all the areas you're going into look fucking different, and it's like immediately like recognizable type of thing. Yeah, there's usually like signage on all over the place and fucking like arrows and like fucking like, oh, this way to whatever the fuck, you know, this bulkhead and fucking like engine core this way. And so it's like fucking, you know, you're being directed without, you know, again, it's not that fucking arrow just like in the middle of the HUD telling you where to go, but it's fucking just like, oh no, it's like environmental shit to like tell you what's what. And, yeah, most of the issues I had with the first game are more or less fucking like solved, you know. It's fucking, they do give you like a notebook, you have a checklist of things you have to do to fucking progress in the main story, you know, main fucking mission. Then it's, you know, if you open up the map, it's pretty easy to read, and it's fucking like, all right, well, I just gotta go here and fucking go down this hallway, take a left. Like, it's like, all right, it's fine. It's not like fucking, yeah, System Shock 1 was just a fucking like mess, even with the map. It's just fucking like, this is just a giant fucking maze of shit. So yeah, I mean, the level design's much better, you know. Again, it's not just fucking maze on top of maze, and you know, they give you like landmarks everywhere and like decent lighting and shit to, so you just know where the fuck where you're going, more or less. yeah, it's just fucking the areas that, you know, they section off each area well enough that it's like, all right, I'm just, I have like a sense of direction, you know what I mean? And fucking just like, all right, I'm in this area, I gotta go through here to get to this other area, and just fucking like, yeah, just fucking, yeah, it's one of those examples where, you know, this like, oh, they had this idea for the first game, and pretty good idea for the first game, and then they overstepped their boundaries, you know, like they overestimated their talent or fucking their knowledge of how to make a game and make it fucking playable, like, type of thing. And then fucking like, they kind of, did too much at once, you know what I mean? And it just doesn't hold up very well. You're just like, what the fuck? Like, what were they thinking with this shit? Like, this is fucking like ridiculous. And then, yeah, then they kind of learned from that and they fucking dialed it in and fucking, yeah, just from what I've played, I mean, the fucking sequel was fucking a much better game, you know what I mean? Then if you want to skip ahead to what they did with, like, BioShock, where they further refined it, like, fucking, like, you know, can we just do away with all these fucking, that ridiculous fucking, like, stats and shit, and fucking, and still keep, like, the core of the game? And yes, I mean, yeah, they can, and they did, because, it's like as much as I fucking like RPGs and shit, and I like fucking, again, like, I love Fallout, I like those stats, but it's like a certain thing, like a certain system that I think fucking like works, and there's a bunch of them that don't. With RPGs, it's fucking like, oh no, you put a bunch of stats and, you know, a bunch of points, like experience points, in the wrong fucking stat, and now you're just fucked. Or like, you build a bad guy. So you can definitely do that, I think, in like system in this game, as far as I can tell, where it's just fucking, you probably still fucking like go through the game like just fine, I think. But it's just like, dude, no, you can kind of fuck yourself over. Yeah, you really have to like focus on like a couple of the trees and completely ignore like half of it. You know what I mean? It just feels like restrictive, and it just kind of serves to slow shit down more than it helps or like really adds anything. You know what I mean? Where it's fucking, I mean, you're gonna get the faggots who fucking bitch about, you know, oh, they're dumbing shit down, fucking anytime you like update or like streamline anything to make it like more playable. But yeah, that's kind of a whole nother fucking discussion. No, let's just leave it at fucking, you know, it's pretty cool to see how the Shock series has evolved over like 20 something years, you know. It's fucking just like went from like this fucking giant mess and like, oh, we tried something else, and well, we refined it even a little bit more, and then fucking like, oh, we kind of made it more whatever, action-y and more like modern with like Infinite, you know. And that's fucking, it's kind of cool to see that shit through. So yeah, anyway, so the game starts out, Well, I mean, the game starts out with you going to the fucking Steam discussion forum and finding out how to fucking make the shit run and downloading a patch and fucking like, how do I edit this fucking, you know, text document in the patch to fucking make the game fucking run properly and fucking like not stutter and shit. And that's pretty much a standard operating procedure. And it was kind of a fucking pain in the ass, and it still runs a little bit choppy. You know what I mean? But it's fucking like, it's playable. You know, it's fine for the most part. I just kept like fucking with a bunch of settings and then fucking like, is this better or worse? And fucking like, it's a little bit choppy and like, I don't know. But it's fucking like, nah, it's fine. Like, it definitely works. But anyway, so yeah, you start off in like this futuristic city, but there's really not much to do there. It's just fucking like, here's kind of a city or a street anyway. And then fucking like, some cars here and then fucking some like shops, but you can't really do anything with it in there. It's fucking, I go like straight into a lift and then it goes into a tutorial. But again, at least there's a tutorial. It's not just fucking like, I don't know, it's fucking just figure shit out. You know what I mean? They send you to like military training after that, which isn't really training for you. It's not like fucking like a further tutorial for like, I don't know, it's like more advanced, like whatever, gunplay or whatever, psionics or anything like that. Yeah, it's just like this weird, out of place, like choose your own adventure, branching path, fucking type thing. That's all. It's all like text, you know. It's just asking. It's just like, pick these three or four choices, and they each give you like a little story about fucking like, you know, your military career. You had to serve a tour in fucking like Pluto or some shit, and just fucking. It's really weird, but it's just fucking like what you pick that affects like your starting stats and. That's all it is, really. That's a pretty elaborate fucking setup. You know what I mean? Just fucking like kind of pick your starting stats. But hey, then you're on the main space station, and it's the familiar like shock gameplay. You know, running around finding audio logs that have fucking like passcodes on them to fucking you know, open up doors and shit, and there are different, like, whatever, levels of clearance to open up doors, and doing these tasks to power up the station, and fucking, like, there's an elevator there, but the power's out, so you get to fucking figure out how to, get the main power up, so you can fucking use the elevator and get to different floors, and then, you know, go to a different floor, and there's some other problem you get to solve to fucking move up to another floor, and, yeah, you know, you get a voice talking to you over like your walkie talkie or whatever in your ear. That's fucking who may or may not be who you think they are. It's Shodan from the first game. Spoiler. They actually do a decent job of like recapping the first game. I'm just fucking, you know, they have like, you know, a couple hours in, they're just fucking like, here's Shodan, and fucking like she's fucking just giving you like whole rundown of what happened. So. Kind of another reason to just fucking like skip the first game completely. You know what I mean? It's fucking like, I was worried about like losing the story here, but whatever. You know what I mean? It's probably good enough. You'd probably be fine just playing the second one. Now I'm in that camp. I was questioning about who to believe of that shit. If fucking like, do I play the first game or skip it? And yeah, I'd say skip it for now and play the second one. Again, unless you're just curious about fucking to see like the progression, like I don't know, like that type of thing, but. Yeah, and it's kind of a creepy game too. I mean, the first one was kind of like cyberpunk, fucking sci-fi mixed with like the Lawnmower Man, and this is more like Quake mixed with Alien. You know, because you know a bunch of outside references. Everybody loves that, right? If you just do a bunch of fucking this is kind of like this and whatever. Like people love that shit, right? Yeah, I definitely did fucking play this, dude. I definitely played fucking System Shock 2 back in the day, because I do fucking remember quite a bit of it. I mean, I never got far, you know what I mean? It's fucking just, I remember, like, once I hit, like, that opening and shit, where you're, like, picking, like, your stats, like, I was like, I remember that, but, there's also, like, I just remember it fucking, it would always show up on, like, those, like, top horror games of all times, those fucking lists and shit, that would always be up there. Yeah, I don't think I ever got very far in when I played it before. You know, it was just fucking too scary for me. But no, I just didn't fucking, I don't think I understood like really how to play it. You know what I mean? Like the proper way to play it, which is to disregard like any of the fucking psionic shit. You know, just throw your fucking psi tool, just get that shit out of your inventory immediately. Just throw it on the ground and don't pick another one up. And just run around and hit shit with a wrench. That's the proper way to play it. Yeah, I mean, you get these fucking zombie fucking cyborgs constantly coming after you. They look kind of shitty, to be honest. I mean, this is just like it's early 3D. I was saying, like, the environment's like, all that shit's fucking, like, nice and clean. That shit all holds up, but, yeah, it's like the actual like character models. It's fucking just like this is really it's pretty goofy fucking old 3D. Just like a few fucking you know, is it goofy fucking mess of polygons. You know, don't really know what the fuck it's supposed to be, but that kind of works in its favor a little bit. They're slow as fuck. I mean, the enemies fucking move and attack like they're fucking underwater. But then at the same time, it's funny because like you're flying around the map like it's fucking like Doom or some shit. And they got this fucking like blaring, energetic techno music fucking playing the whole time. It's almost like you're watching like the fucking lobby scene from The Matrix as you're fucking like playing. There's some fucking like intense fucking shit going on. It's fucking like, you know, I'm fucking hyped up. You know, let's go, fuckers. Let's go fucking hit some shit with wrenches and then fucking. And you run up, there's this fucking, you know, slow ass fucking enemy. They're fucking like awkwardly fucking coming at you, swinging their arms or whatever the fuck, or like swinging a pipe, and you just fucking like circle strafing around, like hitting him with a wrench. You know, it's pretty funny. Just because I think if I had a guess, I'd say like back then it was just fucking like, you know, hard to make like a fast moving fucking shit like that. You know. But I'm not saying it's not to say the game's fucking easy though, because it's like you're almost guaranteed to take damage every time you fight in melee anyway. But run out again, I'm fucking run up with the wrenches and it's fucking like a few hits I can fucking kill these guys, but it's fucking like I usually take like one or two hits maybe, unless I'm fucking like really really on my game of circle strafing. But so yeah, I mean, you're saving your guns for like emergencies because you know, it's like the degradation or it's like, oh, I'm gonna save it until I run up into like a turret or some shit that'll fuck your shit up in like a couple seconds, like a few shots. This thing's fucking like deadly, you know what I mean? So it's fucking like, all right, now I'll pull up my gun and could try to like hide behind a wall and like peek out and like take them out like that, or like cameras and that shit. But so yeah, it's definitely not like fucking like fast paced shooter by any means. It's, you know, the enemies are like constantly respawning, and so it's like, you know, even if you were you know, if you're like, fuck it, I'm gonna use my guns the whole time and just go run around like shooting shit and fucking wasting ammo and shit, and just you'd literally be fucking like wasting ammo. It's just fucking like, I killed that guy and I wasted like fucking like six shots, you know, six bullets, and then fucking like, he's just gonna fucking come back, you know, in fucking like 2 seconds, you know. So yeah, I mean, it's the usual shock thing. Is, you know, this fucking get the respawn, the Vita, PlayStation Vita chambers that, you know, if you die you come right back, and so it's all you're really risking by fucking like dying is fucking like, I'm just gonna have to like backtrack to where I was if I die, and though you still have to like find them and like activate them first before you can use them. So yeah, I mean, I'm actually digging it so far. I mean, like I said, it's fucking surprisingly playable still. Once you get past like those stats, and just fucking, again, it's fucking like, just ignore the fucking psionic shit. Just fucking like, you open that up and just like this whole another tree of like fucking like 50 things, like fucking like 10 pages of different abilities and fucking all upgrades for them and shit. I'm like, what the fuck is this shit? And fucking like, I don't know, fuck it, just fucking drop it, and one less thing you have to worry about and more inventory space. So it worked for me. Yeah, I'm pretty impressed. I mean, the sound design is fucking great too. There's one scene where you're locked in a room, you know, and yeah, I was talking about earlier. Shodan just kind of like talking to you and fucking like recapping all the shit for like, I don't know, 5 minutes or so. And I was just standing still, just fucking like looking at one of the screens and just I got my surround sound headphones on and shit. You can hear the dialogue, like, you know, lapping over each other and fucking like going in circles all around you. And it's fucking like, man, it's fucking pretty good. It's still pretty fucking impressive. Still holds up like real, real fucking well, the sound. Famous last words, fucking, I like it. Hopefully I don't run into some bullshit that fucking ruins everything and makes me want to fucking kill myself and I quit. Sound familiar there? We'll see how that turns out. But this has been an unusually focused week here. It's those two games that I played, Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite and System Shock 2, and I actually enjoyed both of them. I was like, holy shit, it's been a while. Hope that wasn't too boring. If I can shit that I like, you know what I mean? A couple minor things here, if you want to keep it interesting, keep it rolling. There was a trailer released for the new Tomb Raider movie, which is based on the fucking rebooted games. The newest rebooted games, or the first one anyway, there was like 2013, just called Tomb Raider, that one. And the movie looks like it's really, like, really based on that fucking game. As in the story and some of the scenes look like they're fucking like identical, like identically fucking like ripped from the game. In the trailer, they're showing Lara fucking jumping off of a rusted plane's wing as it's fucking collapsing, and then the fucking, you know, her ship's getting caught up in a storm and getting wrecked on the Japanese island. And I guess the people who made the movie like took like concept art from the game and fucking, you know, just they pretty much tried to recreate the fucking game like as closely as possible. So kind of begs the question of like why the fuck would I watch this movie rather than just play the game, you know, again for the, I don't know, fourth or fifth time, whatever, that I play the game. I love that fucking game. I even wrote a glowing review for it at gruntfreepress.com, but so yeah, it's just like, yeah, I don't see the reason to get excited about a recreation of that into a movie. Like, that just seems like a fucking like step down to me. I don't know, doesn't it? Like fucking, I don't know. I never watched the older Tomb Raider movies with fucking Angelina Jolie, just because I thought they looked fucking like dumb. You know what I mean? It's fucking, this looks like a dumb generic action movie with fucking somebody who kind of looks like Lara Croft, and they call it the Tomb Raider, but it's fucking like, I was looking at this, it's like, this could be okay, but it's fucking like, why, you know what I mean? Is this for people who can't or won't play the game? Like, maybe, I don't know, but not me. like once again, I don't think that I'm the target audience here for this. It is tough, I'll tell you, being a straight white male. Nobody loves me. I mean, I think this movie's made for fucking chinks or something, like most movies are nowadays anyway. So yeah, I got a new segment here, and it's inclusive for anybody listening who can buy a book. I guess it's the Grunt Free Press Book Club. And yeah, I mean, to get involved, all I have to do is fucking read the book here, fucking buy it, steal it. I don't give a fuck. I mean, as usual, I'm not getting paid for this. Like, it's not fucking, this isn't a fucking paid advertisement. You know what I mean? So this is something I started reading. Your first assignment is going to be a little romance novel, historical romance, called Dangerous Gamers: The Commentariat and Its War Against Video Games, Imagination, and Fun. And as you may have guessed from the title, it's about a subject near and dear to my heart, which is a shitty, politicized fucking gaming journalism and the hacks and the faggots who give them power and credibility. So yeah, I mean, I just started reading it. Yeah, I'm only about like 30 pages in or so, and yeah, I'm a fucking slow reader, and I don't have a lot of fucking time to read anyway, put aside. So plus it's also not the easiest to read, and it's fucking wrought with fucking grammatical errors. like I don't think fucking English is the author's native language there. That Xavier Lastra, something like that, is the guy's name. I don't know, some kind of Spanish, I'm guessing. Yeah, but I mean, already, I'm just fucking, from what I read, it's fucking, it's like, dude, this is fucking pretty fucking on point. I mean, just fucking like ripping apart fucking faggot journalists who are using gaming as a cover to push their fucking agendas. And yeah, I mean, it doesn't just, it's not like it's just fucking like making fun of them or calling them out for being pieces of shit like I do. You know what I mean? It's not like fucking me if I wrote a book, like, dude, look at this fucking fag. What a fag. Like, it's nothing like that. Like, it's actually like fucking, well researched, like intelligent, just like, you know, well sourced, fucking everything. This, you know, the guy just knows what the fuck he's talking about, and he's just fucking deconstructing the whole like political activist / journalist fucking phenomena, fucking piece by piece. And I'm just like, as I'm reading, I'm just fucking just like going like, yep, that's fucking makes perfect sense. That's fucking spot on. Like, yep, that's exactly what happens. Yeah, it's a little bit dense, you know what I mean? But it's fucking right on point of what the fuck's going on, you know? So, yeah, I would highly recommend picking that up. Give you an idea here, I guess, if we're just fucking like, oh, I don't know, like, or again, I'm pretty piss poor at explaining stuff, which is why I have this podcast. But, yeah, I'll do an excerpt, as they say, as my fellow writers say. It's something. It's him fucking recounting like the previous fucking. You know, he's talking about like the previous fucking outrages they had, you know, before with like violent games in the fucking 90s and like, you know, Dungeons and Dragons in like the 80s and fucking all violent comic books and degenerating our kids and fucking movies, all violent movies and fucking blah blah blah, all that shit. And then read you a little bit of a passage they say of Dangerous Gamers. Let me open this up here. Where was I? I had it marked out. I actually had to fucking and to make a little fucking couple notes to make it make sense. This is, again, it's a couple errors there I noticed. But yeah, so here it is. Dangerous Gamers. This is from page 12, paragraph 1. So, unlike previous moral panics, which were explicitly moral, which rarely managed to become truly mainstream and were mostly based on common sense, the latest controversies have managed to become mainstream while maintaining part of their obscure academic mannerisms. And if this form of criticism is popular, it isn't because their arguments are more sound or reasonable than previous satanic panics, but because the system of morality they abuse, progressivism instead of some silly brand of religious narrow-mindedness, is now dominant and has a huge army of enforcers behind it. In other words, it's a prestigious narrative that allows its owners to believe they are engaging in statesmanship of the highest caliber. No official attempts at censorship have been tried this time, but that makes sense, since this time the critics are commentators and slacktivists, not concerned parents or politicians. However, culturally speaking, this new class of moralists has gone further than previous anti-gaming hysterias. They've managed to abrogate for themselves the function of explaining the social meaning and danger of, well, everything. And they are taken seriously enough that the usual reaction to their nonsense is not laughter, but concern, fear, anxiety, anger, or acquiescence. Thanks to a narrative collusion of cyclopean proportion, their readings have become privileged, overriding whatever personal meeting you or the authors of a book, game, or a movie may see in the controversial products. Then, if such interpretations are not accepted, the recalcitrants are accused of wrong thinking and moral wickedness. So, yeah, that was from the book. Surprisingly, I didn't write that. I don't know if you can tell or not. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know what a couple of those words mean. And, yeah, I had to fucking, like, just put in a few little edits there to, like, tenses and shit to make it, like, make sense. But it's just like, yeah, dude, that fucking, like, nails it. And, yeah, that's why I hate fucking gaming journalists. And that's why you should hate gaming journalists. And kind of why I started this shit show. So, Yeah, I mean, again, I fucking lived through the fucking Mortal Kombat and the fucking Night Trap, fucking banned violent video games, and fucking, you know, Think of the Children hysteria, and fucking, you know, that could have been a complete fucking disaster for fucking, like, gaming and just fucking entertainment in general, you know what I mean? In the fucking Western world in general, but, yeah, I mean, back then, like, enough people stood up and fucking pushed back and, you know, made those people look like the fucking hysterical fucking faggot fucking fools that they were. They wanted to fucking censor people's arts and fucking burn books like Nazis and shit. And yeah, I mean, the scary thing about that is, I mean, I don't know about you, but whenever I fucking hear about that, like, fucking whatever, like, that should happen before when I was, like, whatever, like, a teenager or whatever the fuck, and just, like, then it's fucking like, oh, I know, it's fucking pretty much, like, we won, you know, with the good guys won, like, common sense won and shit, and then, like, you know, you don't think about it for a while, and, like, it comes, like, this shit kind of comes up again, you think about, like, fucking, yeah, it's like, whatever I hear, like, oh, you know, oh, remember when people were, like, trying to, like, censor, you know, push, like, for censorship and fucking, you know, moral outrage, and hear about that shit. I think back to those times, and I think about, like, fucking, like, oh, weren't those, like, fucking, like, oh, like, church ladies and fucking, like, right-wing fucking fuckface fucking politicians and fucking, you know, hicks and fucking, you know, uptight fucking Republican types and all that shit. That's what you think of, right? Like, oh, those are the people who are trying to, like, suppress everything and fucking, like, those are the bad guys and shit. But, yeah, actually, that's false. that's the complete opposite. Like, if you just go to fucking, like, YouTube, you can watch, like, the actual, like, congressional hearings and shit of back then. It was still, like, back then, it was all fucking, almost some of them the same, like, fucking scummy progressive fucking Democrats and fucking same fucking communist fucking faggots who were trying to sell, like, political correctness and fucking genderqueer, fucking everything's fucking offensive, fucking inject identity politics into everything. It's like the same fucking group. It's all like fucking left-wing fucking faggots. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I mean, there's some serious fucking, like, memory hole, like, fucking Bernstein, Bearstein, Bear shit going on right there. You know what I mean? Where you think, like, fucking, like, oh, no, it was the right-wing who did all that shit. It's like, nope, not at all. That wasn't the case at all. And yeah, and guess what? I mean, it's just now this time, like, we're the ones who have to fucking, like, stand up now. You know what I mean? Like, it's our fight now. And it's fucking, like, again, I was fucking, like, a teenager when that shit happened. And it's fucking, like, I have no power to, like, do anything. But yeah, I mean, the fucking, it's just like, man, those fucking fuck faces are dug in deeper than ever. And yeah, it's like, you can't even fucking watch football anymore because they turned all that shit, like, political. So it's just like, dude, you know, So fight, you fucking niggers, and read that book, I'd say. Anyway, for Grunt Free Press, I've been Absolute Deicide. www.gruntfreepress.com is the website. I might do a review for Marvel vs. Capcom. That'll really fucking stick it to them. podcast@gruntfreepress.com is the email address, and yeah, fight the power. And by power, I mean faggots. And by faggots, I mean J.B. Gwaltney.